Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
That's right. It's Thursday, the fourth day of June, and you are listening to Atlanta Business Radio. I am the host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, sitting in for Lee Cantor. And you know, we are the city's premier business talk radio show. Some media leans left, some media leans right, but we here at Business Radio X lean business. So we are proud to support those who are out there in the community supporting business and those who make it happen, especially in this city. I'd like to introduce our guest here in the studio today. First, representing Thai Atlanta is Amin Sadruddin.
Correct.
How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you?
Good. And you've been on the program before?
Correct. And yeah, a few times.
When was the last time you were here?
Last time was last month when we featured our TYE, not last month, the month before.
Okay.
When we featured our TYE Youth finalists that came to speak about the program.
Back in April, correct. Okay, very good. And so looking forward to hearing more about that and the good work you're doing over there at Thai Atlanta. So welcome again to the
Thanks.
Studio. And another returning guest just here a couple days ago is Sid Mukherjee. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you.
Good.
Good morning to you, Amin.
Thank you,
and
sir.
Good morning to all the listeners.
Oh, very good. And you are the global CEO and founder of Software Paradigms International Group, otherwise known as SPI.
That's right.
And you've been around since 1994?
That's correct.
Very good. So business is strong for you these days?
Doing very well, absolutely.
Good deal. Look forward to getting into more detail about your success and how you're serving the market both nationally and internationally around the world there. So very good. So we'll start off with, again, Thai Atlanta. And I'll just read a little bit about what they're doing. Thai Atlanta is a nonprofit venture devoted to entrepreneurs in all industries and at all stages from incubation throughout the entrepreneurial life cycle. With a global reach and a local focus, the heart of Thai Atlanta's efforts lies in its five foundational programs or pillars, each of which offers entrepreneurs at every phase of development exactly what is needed most at that stage. Thai Atlanta's explicit aim is to mentor at least 75 entrepreneur-led companies each year. And Thai Atlanta's ultimate goal is to foster entrepreneurs, entrepreneurship, and creating wealth for both the entrepreneur and the communities in which they thrive. So very good mission you guys have there. How long have you been with the company, Amin?
About 3 years, first through the back end, through the operations, and then currently for the past 6 months as program director.
That's good. And so what's kind of like your day-to-day operations are there? What are you working on a daily basis?
So, you know, my responsibility is to connect, you know, you, the membership, you know, the people invested in Thai to the great programs that we have within Thai, and also the mentors, which are our key, you know, our key differentiator from other entrepreneur nonprofits. And, you know, the one thing that I'll say, Thai is for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Right. If you want to learn something, you want to go straight to the horse. You want to learn from the best in the game. So, and that's what Thai provides. And, you know, when you talk about our mission, you know, our mission is to foster entrepreneurship and particularly through mentorship. One of the things that we provide is, you know, if you're a startup and you're looking and you're in industry, you don't know what, you know, you kind of have an idea of what you want to do. You want to invest in some kind of medical device, or you want to start up a medical device, whatever it may be, or technology. And you kind of don't know the way to go, and you haven't done a lot of research. That's where we come in. You know, we look at the underprivileged entrepreneur and we tell them, hey, you know, we're here for you. And then the great thing about it is our mentors who are serial entrepreneurs, you know, they come out and they want to give back. And the way that they give back is through education. And they educate our membership and how to do it about the right way. They don't want them to make the same mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, they want them to succeed. And also, and then it's a full circle, because then that person that gets invested, you know, the time and the education, again, then comes back around and becomes a mentor and then starts a circle all over again, you know, from all the way down to our TYE high school program, to our university, and all the way up to our monthly program.
Yeah, I saw that at TYE, the Young Entrepreneurs Program that enables high schoolers and university students to become entrepreneurs.
Correct.
But how do these entrepreneurs, how do they find you? So do you go out and find them, or do they come seeking your services?
So we're lucky, you know, it's the entrepreneur on the startup niche is it's a great bunch of people. You know, we have a lot of like-minded people in Atlanta that are always looking to connect, and we're one of the folks that you connect with.
So you make those connections.
We make those connections.
And you build those relationships.
Correct.
And the mentors themselves, so they come finding you, or do you seek them out? How do those connections, how are they made?
Well, the mentors, they know if they're already a mentor, right? They already have that mindset. You know, once you become a serial entrepreneur, once you've, you know, started a company or two, you're ready to give back, right? And that's the people that we're looking for. You know, aside from, the membership and everyone, you know, the mentors really, really give back by giving back their time. And that's what we find more important, because, you know, when you're able to give back time to help someone else, that's how you kind of bring together the cohesiveness through the organization.
That's right. And then that connection is made. And then just walk me through how that relationship is cultivated. Do they spend that time together on a weekly basis, or is it workshops that they do? What are some of the programs involved?
So our approach at TAI is the way we, you know, foster entrepreneurship is through a programmatic way. So we have programs every month, like the one coming up this month on June 10th, which is Know India Now, featuring global executive entrepreneurs and educators. And that's where we connect these members to our mentors.
Oh, that's good. So and how much time generally does an entrepreneur spend with that mentor? Could that vary from the type of business they're in or the type of counsel they're seeking?
Of course. So So there's always the programmatic way, you know, where you come to a program and you learn about, you know, what's going on within the, you know, the various topics that we have. And then also there's obviously offsite, you know, entrepreneurship or the mentoring part, right? So if a mentor really connects with, you know, one of the members or the entrepreneurs, you know, there's always mentoring going on. There's always grooming going on. You know, they have time invested, right? When you have time invested in something, you kind of nurture. But again, it's a two-way thing, right? The mentor has to give back, and so does the entrepreneurs.
Right. You've got to want to seek help. You know, if you
exactly.
think, hey, I know it all, I don't need any help, my business will grow with only my own hard work, that's you're selling yourself short there.
And that's what TAI's here for. TAI's here to help.
Right. And then as you've been successful many years in your business, it's great to kind of reach that hand back down to those up-and-coming business people who are looking for a little bit of assistance and guidance.
That's the mindset, right? That's the mindset that, you know, we at TAI are here all about.
That's good. And I see you've got several programs. Like we mentioned, the Young Entrepreneurs Program, but you have Enterprise to Entrepreneurs, an initiative to connect TAI entrepreneurs with global corporations and leverage that open innovation. Tell me a little bit about that, please.
So E2E, correct, you know, connecting entrepreneurs to enterprise. It's one of our pillar programs, and luckily we're going to be featuring that this month on June 10th.
Okay.
This is an exclusive members-only event, which is going to feature that pillar, and we're going to connect you to global executives, you know, like Sid Mukherjee and like-minded folks, and we're going to tell you how, you know, what it's like to do business globally, and what the, you know, kind of some of the questions that folks have on, you know, how to do it, where to do it, and who to do it with.
Right, so that's an invite-only membership.
It's a members-only event, so if you're not a member, become a member, and you can join online, you can join on-site, so we'd love for you to come.
That's right. Get the information now, and that's atlanta.tai.org.
Correct.
If you want to become a member and sign up or learn more about their organization. Some of the other pillars of progress they have there is the Council of Board Advisories, or COBA. Talk about that, please.
So COBA is where we assign, it's one of our pillar programs where we assign advisory board to the company that's looking to grow. You know, we have one of our companies, you know, it's when we say that we're industry agnostic, we really are industry agnostic. One of our highest grossing companies in our co program is, and it's a waterproofing company. It's $70 million in revenue. And, you know, when we assigned the COBA board to them, you know, the other members within the team were like, you know, we've been telling you to get an advisory board. We've been telling you to, you know, do things. And, you know, our advisory board, you know, they're a third party, right? It's not someone, it's not like your uncle or your aunt or someone like your brother advising you, right? It's a third party that's actually looking for your best interest. And that's where our COBA board comes into play.
And I bet you can get some real honest and critical feedback.
Of course.
From that perspective as well.
Correct.
Another pillar of the program would be the Social Business Initiative to support entrepreneurs developing business focused on social missions and community development.
So social entrepreneurship, you know, it's you have to really know what social entrepreneurship is. So, you know, we've struggled in finding out what social entrepreneurship, but now, you know, we're actually getting our hands really tied around it. So we're partnering up with the Center for Civic Innovation, with Rohit Malhotra there at CCI, and we're hoping to throw a good program, and we actually have one coming up on June 10th, which is our accelerator. We're going to be partnering up with, you know, actually catering to the social entrepreneur and also the early stage entrepreneur.
So June 10th is a big day for y'all.
June 10th is correct.
And so you have several events going on that one day, or is that still the member-only invite?
That's the members-only. Okay. So, you know, the format's going to be, we're going to have Dr. Jack Seth, Ambassador Marion Creekmore, and Dr. Suzman. They're going to be talking about, you know, kind of the over landscape of how it's like to do business globally, and then we're going to go into our roundtables, which everyone loves. Mm-hmm. You know, we listen to our members, and you know, they tell us that they love the roundtables, so we're going to give them the roundtables, and that's where we're going to feature Sid and, you know, other companies, you know, UPS, Portman Holdings, you know, Tech Mahindra.
Nice, yeah. Very nice. And I see you have another event called TyCon Southeast, a day-long dynamic conference of dynamite speakers, how-to workshop, and exciting pitches from the young entrepreneurs. When does that take place?
That is going to be on September 12th.
Okay. Yeah, is that open to the public, or is that members only?
That is open to the public. Come one, come all.
Right. So if you're thinking about joining or want to get some insight, that sounds like a great event. Where is that going to be held? Do you know?
The Renaissance Waverly.
Okay. And coming up in September, again, go to their website, atlanta.ty.org, for more information on that, who some of the guest speakers may be, and how you can get involved and or support the mission as well. And then any other events going on, like some of the monthly speaking engagements coming up that are out there, opportunities for people to learn more about Thai Atlanta?
So one of the great events that were coming up, you know, June 10th, one, obviously, and then June 20th, like I said, was the accelerator for, you know, early stage entrepreneurs looking to accelerate. And then we are fortunate enough this year to host the TYE Global. That's the, you know, the youth entrepreneurs, hosted right here, which is the global competition, the finals, hosted right here in Atlanta. So TYE, you know, we have 61, where Thai has 61 chapters, and within the 61 chapters, we have the TYE program. And every year they do, you know, they have a competition where we help the kids, you know, ideate with ideation and customer discovery and help them form a business plan. And then they compete for prize money. And last year it was in Vancouver, and this year we're, you know, fortunate enough to host in Atlanta. So we'll have, you know, 20 chapters that are going to be competing, and 16 of the 20 are going to be right here in Atlanta. That'll be coming out, you know, New York, New Delhi, Jersey, Philly. So we're excited to have them.
That sounds like a pretty cool event. It sounds like it's got a new spin on the pitch process. A little bit of a Shark Tank involved there. Put your ideas together,
right.
Pitch it out there, see who wants to help
but
you.
But it's for high school entrepreneurs, so you'll be amazed, you know, that they start so young and, you know, they have all this invested. So you see the mindset these kids are already in, right? They're ready to become their own person, and you know, they have all these ideas, and they just need a better way to kind of put it on paper, how to pitch it. So that's one of the great things. And you know, we've gotten a lot of good feedback from our kids, and they say that, you know, being in school, you know, you can read about this stuff, right? You can an educator will tell you, but here at Thai, you know, the speakers and the mentors and some of the people that, you know, advise them, they said they'll never get anywhere else.
No, and I'm always impressed by the youth today. We run a show out of the Buckhead Business Radio X Studios, Kids Business Radio, where we feature young entrepreneurs. We're talking 8, 9 years old, everything.
It's amazing.
Yeah, from an ice cream stand to people who have some high-tech apps and whatnot. So that's a great program. But Thai Atlanta, you know, you guys have a purpose. You guys are ambitious. You guys have a wonderful group over there who are putting together good programs for all levels of entrepreneurs, from the beginning through the development phase to the take it to the next level phase.
Right.
So how many people you have over there supporting the mission, and how can people find more information about Thai Atlanta?
So we, you know, as far as staff, it's Ashish, I, and we have three others in our operations. And then we have over 80 charter mentors, and we have a board of 10 that, you know, that helps advise.
That's probably where the real value is, that board of advisors, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. And then also... I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Ashish Thakur, who wasn't able to make it today, but he actually won Executive Director of the Year at TyCon Silicon Valley. So huge shout out to him. You know, it's well deserved. He's, you know, he's been with Thai for over 10 years and done a lot of great things. You know, especially bringing us to the top 5 chapter, raising a considerable amount of revenue, and just is just an amazing person. And you can see the person that he really wants to give back and really wants to help his organization grow.
Yeah, that's awesome. Get well soon, Ashish, and we sure do miss you here in the Business Radio X studios. And again, you're on Twitter, Facebook. How can other people find you, social media platforms?
Definitely, yes. Our handle is at TieAtlanta. That's T-I-E and then Atlanta. And you can also find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. It's called The Indus Entrepreneurs. You have to spell it out. You can't just do Tie. It's The Indus Entrepreneurs. So, yeah, come like us, and we'll love you back.
Excellent. And also visit that website, once again, atlanta.tie.org. Can you hang out for just a little bit with us? We're going to talk to Sid here for a moment, get to know him a little more and about what good work he's doing. Again, Sid Mukherjee is with SPI, Software Paradigms International Group. He's the global CEO and founder. And SPI was founded in 1994 and is award-winning IT services and solutions provider for the retailers around the globe. SPI's mission is to be the right retail partner. It's headquartered right here in Atlanta, but they have offices in Australia, Brazil, Canada, Singapore, and with development centers in India and Nepal. SPI offers complete retail IT solutions, including custom application development, integration, maintenance, and analytics products. SPI's technology and back office solutions leverage innovative approaches to improve profitability and productivity for their retail clients. Welcome back to the studio, Sid Mukherjee.
Thank you.
All right, and so SPI, that seems like you guys are got a hand and a foot just about in every country around the world these days.
Yes, it's a great time to be an entrepreneur. It's a great time to be in retail technology because, as you know, we are all shopping differently now with shopping on our mobile devices, you know, things that are constantly in our hands, in our pockets, shopping online, and, of course, going to the stores more and more, but being more focused when we walk into a mall. So, yeah, these are exciting times, and we are seeing the growth that corresponds with these kinds of times.
And what is some of that technology that you're developing or you're utilizing over there to help these retailers move business forward?
Right. So SPI does have intellectual property in the areas of, you know, which help a retailer kind of provide a seamless experience to the customers across the different channels, right? Mobile channel, the online web channel, as well as brick and mortar. And we have intellectual property, we have technology, which basically helps, for example, retailers plan what's going to go into their stores, what is it that they're going to buy this year, what they think is going to sell well this year. We have that. We have strong analytics products, which help them in looking at the tons of data that retailers always have had, but look at it in a manner which helps them determine what's working, what's not working, you know, what kind of merchandise they might be running out of. But predominantly, we are focused on trying to help retailers kind of take on the new world, right, where things are just not sold within stores, but also sold online and on a cell phone.
Right, and I'm sure that's where technology is heavily leveraged, you
Absolutely.
Know, and ever-evolving as well. I mean, I imagine you have a team of people kind of exploring, you know, the new future of technology and how it can be integrated.
Big team, yes.
Yes, that's good. And so how does business find you? Do you go out and seek them for your offer them services, or do they come looking for you?
It's a combination, and so we do have you know, lots of outreach that we do. So we participate in probably 20 conferences that are retail specific or consumer product goods specific throughout the United States every year. We also have webinars where we kind of educate our client execs on the new trends in technology within retail. We have blog posts and so on and so forth, and great programs like this. So
yeah.
People hear about us and then reach out to us.
Well, thanks for the love there, the Business Radio X. We
Absolutely.
Love that. So
yes.
I imagine trade shows and expos are a big part of your strategy for growing business as well.
That's right. So earlier this year, we were at the National Retail Federation's big show, as they call it. It's a massive event, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of people out there, literally on that floor. Mm-hmm. And it was very exciting to actually showcase what we have done for retailers, and we had a very good response.
And people can make connections there and get to know you and your industry better.
Absolutely.
And how you can support their mission and the retailers themselves. Is there a certain level of retailer that you would ideally work with, or is it anybody from, you know, the startup business shop all the way to the big box chains?
And that's a fantastic question, right? So you have the really, really big retailers, and we do a lot of work for retailers like Macy's, Saks, Napa, Walmart.
Oh, very right? nice.
Ahold, Carrefour.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are some of the largest retailers in the world. But there are also retailers that are, you know, the guy that actually walks your dog, right?
Yeah.
He actually takes your credit card too.
That is very right? true, right.
And he's a retailer as well. Well, we primarily currently focus on what we call tier one and tier two retailers, okay. right? So our products and our services are targeted more towards the larger retailers, but we are also looking at other kinds of ways in which we can help the smaller guys.
So anyone who needs kind of analytic, you know, value to their retail and how they can take it to the next level can utilize some of your services.
Yeah, I mean, whenever a retailer has any kind of technology need, right? So they might say, I want to further automate my warehouse. Mm-hmm. Or they might say, I want to further understand how my customer is behaving. I want to have better presence online or on social media. Mm-hmm. And those are all things that we can help them with across the entire life cycle of their business.
Now, you are headquartered here in Atlanta,
right.
but we mentioned several countries where you guys are doing strong business in. And talk about some of the challenges that they may come into play for you in doing business with international operations.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, Delta loves me because, you know, I'm already Diamond Medallion for next year. there's a lot of travel involved, definitely.
I imagine so.
Yeah. There is definitely the obvious challenge of managing time zones, right? So right now it is, what is it, say 10:30 here in Atlanta or so. It's 8 p.m. over in India. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we have a short window of time in which the teams across all these different continents can work together. So good planning is needed. The other thing is, of course, you know, one thing that happens typically is the day that you did not show up to work, anything that went wrong that day is your fault.
That's right.
You must have experienced that. We all have. But think about when you're never going to be there. You're 10,000 miles away. So it's very important that we implement processes that are implemented with a lot of discipline. And we are what is known as CMMI Level 5 company, which is the highest level of quality. So again, these are all things that are almost necessary if you're going to do work across multiple continents.
Yeah, no, lots of different challenges there. But that didn't happen on day one when you started in 1994. Being
That's
an
right.
entrepreneur yourself, I imagine there was a whole horizon of challenges mm-hmm. that you had to overcome.
That's right.
So talk a little bit about entrepreneurship, how you got started. Was there someone along the way who helped you develop your business strategy? And and certainly, you know, what helped, you know, some of those catalysts to continue to grow business year after year?
You know, actually, I was very fortunate when I started the business. My wife and I, Sophie and I, we both were working as actually technology, we were programmers basically. And she and I, we both gave up our jobs and we built SPI from the ground up. We didn't have a whole lot of knowledge about business. Unfortunately, the TIE mentoring program didn't exist then. And, you know, Sophie has stood by me through all these years, and she is an instrumental reason why, you know, SPI has grown to the level that we have today. Similarly, I had my dad in India who ran the initial versions of the office. So the single most important thing every entrepreneur faces is how to build a team, mm-hmm. right? And how to evolve that team as we grow, right? From $1 million company to $100 million company, you know, very different needs, many different levels of expertise needed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have been fortunate with a great team at all times, and that has really helped me out. I've had great mentors. I had great mentors all throughout my career and who have helped me in being successful, exactly like Ty is trying to do to other entrepreneurs now.
That's great. So you're speaking strongly to mentorship, how important it is to be passionate about your job. Mm-hmm. Right? You just don't get into it for the money. You get into it, well, certainly to make money is a goal, but if you're not passionate about what you do on a day-to-day basis, that money probably doesn't come.
Oh, absolutely. Right? You got to figure out how you're going to change the universe.
Yeah.
Right? you know, you've got to figure that out, and that's the single most important decision that every entrepreneur has to make. You're right. Making money cannot be the goal. Well, I mean, you know, it's not going to be something that will actually wake you up in the morning and get you excited. You've got to make that difference in the world, and mm-hmm. that's what is important.
And we've had the great fortune of interviewing many entrepreneurs here in the Business Radio X studios, and many of them failed several times before that next business venture succeeded. So was this your first kind of
it
venture into
first.
Business? That's, that right there it speaks volumes on the need for what you're doing and how the workspace that you're in is actually changing the world along the way. Otherwise, it may have not have worked on day one.
Yeah, you know, listen, I mean, to provide technology services to retailers, that whole landscape has changed completely in the past 20 years. right? So when did the iPhone, first version of iPhone come out? Was it 2007, 2008, something like that,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, think about it, right? That's not even 10 years ago. And that by itself has completely changed retail in ways that, you know, you could not even imagine when I started the company in 1994. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's been pretty much the job has been to understand what the immediate needs of retailers are and meet those technology needs. And that has evolved over time as well.
Right. And it will continue to evolve.
Absolutely.
So any plans for the next few years or how you plan to grow the company or evolve the company to continue to serve your market in the good way you're doing?
You know, it's really interesting that retailers historically have been slow adopters of technology, right? I mean, they are the last people to really take on any new and exciting stuff in technology, but they have had to change. And I'll give you some statistics. So between 2010 and 2014, in the October to December peak shopping period, the number of footsteps in malls fell by over 50%.
Wow.
Okay. But in that same period of time, right, the sales in those same stores within the malls grew from $641 billion to $739 billion, an increase of almost 15%.
Well, that doesn't make sense. How does that happen?
Well, and Google has the answer, right? So Google says, according to Google, that in that period of time, up to 72% of every shopping experience has been influenced by your mobile device or your web browser.
People are doing their homework.
They're doing their homework.
Yep.
They know exactly where they want to go to.
Yep.
Okay, and they're going to go there. So it's very important. If you're a retailer, first of all, you need to have presence online.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have great presence on a mobile device. You got to make that experience seamless. You got to tell the shopper that this is where you can get this merchandise that you're looking for. Okay, and then you actually have to potentially do things like, you know, allow people to buy things online and go and pick it up in a store. I mean, I'm sure we have all done that.
Yes, absolutely, I have. Yeah, no doubt about it. So who are some of these folks that you're partnering with to help your business succeed on a daily basis?
All the big names in technology. So we are an IBM Premier partner. We are a Microsoft Gold partner, and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah.
We also partner with companies that are extremely focused on retail, right? So retail products. So we implement solutions in a space called warehouse management with a company which is also Atlanta-based called Manhattan, right?
Okay.
We also do a lot of work for similar companies like that. So, yeah, all over the board.
Sounds good. Let's speak a little bit about social media and how it involves business and how it changes business and how maybe you would advise a retailer to utilize that to their advantage.
You know, I think that it's very important that retailers do that, and I would actually wager that retailers that do not do it will not be around in the next 5 to 10 years.
Wow, that's a strong statement.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. So, you know, you've got to know your customer, and that's gotten more important in this day and age of social media. So you got to know what they're looking for, what they're shopping for. You need to know where they go, mm-hmm. not just to your store, but where else do they go,
mm-hmm.
and basically attract them to your store, which is in a manner which is going to be consonant with the other things that they do and their other interests.
Yeah, and what people are saying about your store on the social media platforms.
Absolutely.
Because it can, one person could say one thing negative, and all of a sudden it influences a whole Twitter sphere of people. And if someone in that retailer is not on it, not making, you know, solving that problem, it could cause a whole waterfall of problems after that.
Defense is very important as well, but also, make sure that all the good things that you're doing needs to be out there on the social media.
That's a good point, too. You know, making sure you're promoting positivity
on the
social media platforms as well, and not just responding to some of those negative feedbacks that people often love to get on their soapbox about on those social media sites. Let's revisit again about the mentorship, the entrepreneurship, and how SPI, and in particular TIE Atlanta, how you guys are working together.
Right. So I have been a charter member of TI in the past. I'm not a member right now. I mean, work very closely with some of the guys who started off TI Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta for the past 20 years,
mm-hmm.
right? So I know all the guys, and it's a great organization. A lot of mentorship also happens outside of the TI kind of umbrellas, of course. And so I work with smaller businesses, and they all, you know, I help them actually make the right decisions in the early stages of their businesses.
And as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you know, that mentorship is what helped you succeed in the early days.
Yes.
And so as you now grow in your business and your professional life, you need to reach back out and help some of those young entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
And so do you particularly help the guys or girls that are in the technology sector, or is it anybody who is kind of looking for help are you willing to work with?
Well, I mean, you know, when you first think about becoming an entrepreneur, you don't know where to begin, right? I mean, so it starts there. So they have an idea, they have a passion. Right. And, well, how do we actually take it to market? So starting from there, yeah, well, I mean, a lot of it is technology-based. I mean, almost every business today is technology-based, but it doesn't have to be technology alone. It might be a product idea. It might be a new way of delivering a service which is existing. And it helps to how to help them, A, get to market in the first place, set a strategy which is very clear, right? Build a team which will make them successful, and long-term help them, encourage them to keep sticking to what they need to do.
No, that makes sense. And so so you've been not currently involved with Thai Atlanta, but have been in the past and are very familiar with what they do. And you've attended some of their events or been involved with that, both personally and then through your business, right?
That's right.
That's good. So SBI is doing good things to help those young entrepreneurs out there and mentoring some of those already, not just an entrepreneur, maybe they're 4 or 5 years into their business. Mm-hmm. They just need to take it to the next level.
Right.
And you can, you know, kind of help with that as well.
Absolutely.
Anything outside of the entrepreneurship that you're giving back to the community, any philanthropic endeavors that SBI is involved with?
Yes, most definitely. We have a foundation that does a lot of things, mostly for kids and mostly in Asia. So, for example, we actually have an office in Nepal.
Oh, you do?
Yes. And so,
Recent turn of events over there, I bet you leaned on them a lot or supported them.
We supported them a lot. So actually we did, it was very important to us that we support the community out there in Kathmandu mm-hmm. and in surrounding areas. And it was very devastating. About 10,000 people died.
Yeah.
Right. But more than that, probably 1 million people got displaced. Their houses were leveled to the ground and they were living in tents. And they still are, some of them. And it was just the basic necessities of life. You know, you begin to think about, you know, all the things that we all take for granted. Clean water, mm-hmm. Sanitation, simple sanitation, safety at night. So these are all things that, we had to think about as we went through the process. So we started a fundraising process within our organization and outside. And that has, you know, our objective is to raise over $150,000 and send it off to Nepal.
Well, good on you for doing that, and your international presence certainly speaks volumes, and you're giving back internationally as well as locally.
Sure.
And you know, it takes men like you to make that happen. You know, if you're not doing business overseas, you're probably not going to look overseas to give back.
Right.
But you guys have a footprint, and I would imagine just about every continent in the world, minus, you know, the Arctic or, you know, Antarctica.
Except that, right?
Yeah.
But I have to also just say here that, of course, I was born in India. I was raised in India and then mm-hmm. came to the United States. And Americans are some of the most generous people in the world. And they really, really have contributed and participated very actively in any kind of charitable initiatives that we have undertaken.
And so how often do you travel? You mentioned that earlier. I mean, you're over there once a quarter, more often than that.
Yeah, I go to India 4 or 5 times a year, and then I also have to go to Australia a couple of times a year, mm-hmm. Brazil a couple of times a year, Singapore a couple of times a year.
Okay.
You know, and so you add these all up. I mean, I'm doing an international trip pretty much every month, and then we have about 5 offices here in the United States in various locations. So, yeah, I've been pretty busy in the air.
Right. Do you do any international trade shows or any international expos or anything like that?
That's really interesting. We actually do some trade shows in India, but that's more from the perspective of attracting the best talent.
So recruiting.
Recruiting,
yes.
Right? But actually, our focus in terms of trade shows for retailers has mostly been in North America.
In North America. And I imagine there's one going on all the time. Do you have a team of folks that goes out and supports that mission there?
Absolutely.
I bet, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there's something going on. Any ones happen here in Atlanta? Any trade shows or things that you have on your radar?
I don't think so. We have not done any in the past year, at least, that I can remember. But we do have our own product customer summit, and that happens in the month of August, and we are going to do it this year in Denver.
Okay, very good. So that was probably where all people who are involved with SPI and some of the partners and people benefiting from your service will attend, just to get to know each other and network and meet the faces, perhaps some of the people they're doing work with there in Denver. So that's very good. So I do appreciate all the good information you're sharing. How can folks find out more about you personally? Are you on LinkedIn or anything like that?
Yes.
If they want to, you know, reach out to SBI, is there a good phone number or email they can send information to?
No, absolutely. I am myself at sid.mukherjee@sbi.com. My Twitter handle is Mukherjee, MOOKERJI. So I'd love to connect with people. SPI's Twitter handle is SPI_speak, SPEAK. And all of these ways are great ways to contact any one of us.
Yeah, we highly encourage you to reach out to Sid if you have any information and you're a retailer or you want to get to some mentoring or information about how business is done internationally. I mean, we feature a lot of business leaders here in the Business Radio X studios, but not as many as well-traveled as you and definitely as successful philanthropic endeavors. Let's bring Amin back into the conversation here one more time from Thai Atlanta. So you have that event coming up June 10th.
Right.
And looking forward to that. Anything else that you guys want to mention or got going on?
I just want to say wow to Sid. And this goes to show, you know, just some of the folks that, you know, that we get to kind of connect with within the entrepreneurial landscape, which is, again, it's always fun to hear insights. And to the listeners, connecting with, you know, Sid on social media, but you get to connect with him in person on June 10th. So definitely come out June 10th to hear more from Sid, because I know people, after hearing this, there's no option for folks to ask questions, but I'm sure a lot of people probably did have questions. So Sid will be at on June 10th at the Sheraton for Thai at 5:30, so definitely come out to meet Sid and all the other global entrepreneurs that are doing big things overseas.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Make sure you hit him up on Twitter. You can follow him on there. He's pretty active on the social media platform, so for information or where his next charter flight may be in there internationally, you can find out information there. And one other question back to Sid about any other media outlets that you've been involved with out there. Have you done anything like that other than Business Radio X?
Well, I'm constantly in the news and stuff, but other than that, yes, we actually did a couple of interviews here and a couple of interviews in India as well. I have also been a couple of TV shows, both here and in India. So yes, pretty active there.
Good, and then you know the value of just being out there and letting people know about you.
Absolutely,
it really helps business, and it creates that business profile. Mm-hmm. You know, generating that content for you and about SPI and all that. So definitely look for Sid out there in your local media outlets, and certainly do visit Thai Atlanta and their chapter if you want to get involved with entrepreneurship, mentorship. Do you guys do internships?
We are starting internships for our high school students. So we definitely have, you know, various companies like Sid's that we can connect you to, you know, for internship opportunities.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you're not looking to start your own business, but you're ready to get involved with business
and learn
from some of the, you know, big high profile business leaders. Internships is a great way to go, I think.
It really is.
So mentorship, entrepreneurship.
And internship.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it all going on at Thai Atlanta.
By land, by sea, by land, or by air.
Yes. We will conquer the business world together. That's what we're doing here. So thank you, gentlemen, for joining us here in the studio today. We look forward to having you back in the studio again at some point to share some more about the success you have going on out there. You've been listening to Atlanta Business Radio. You can tune in live every Thursday at 10 a.m. at businessradiox.com or download the podcast at businessradiox.com and listen with your friends, family members, or business colleagues to learn more about all the good things out there in the business community. And if you have an idea for something that you want to share, or if your company is doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your profession, reach out to us directly at the contact page on our website, businessradiox.com. On behalf of Stone Payton and Lee Cantor and the entire Business Radio X family, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. You've been listening to Atlanta Business Radio, and we will see you next time on the radio.